This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
You're listening to The Catch Up with Connor at phoenixradio.com.au, 1197 and digital radio. Currently, I'm interviewing right now Lisa Shanahan. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Connor.
Oh, how are you going?
Yes, well, thank you.
So, you know, they wouldn't be able to tell, but I was panicking a lot trying to get the phone to work, but we got there in the end.
We have. It's fantastic.
So, we've got the Story Arts Festival for Children's Literature coming up next week.
Yes.
And you're going to be attending, that's correct?
That's right, yes. I'll be flying up on Sunday and spending a fantastic week meeting lots of kids from all around the region, talking about writing, stories, reading, all of those juicy good things.
That's brilliant. You know, I think people just start reading more, you know, there's the excuse, don't have enough time, but there's always time.
Yes, I mean, I guess there's a lot more. There's a lot more things that challenge for, kids' attention these days. And one of the beauties of a festival like this is that you know it can really ignite, reading for those that maybe have not sort of caught the bug just yet, and obviously can confirm and just reassure those who love reading with a great passion. And it can make a big difference in kids' lives just to understand that books, you know, come from moments and are written by real people.
I think that's perfectly well put there. You have a very good way with words there.
Thank you.
I mean, it comes in handy being an author. So,
yes.
So I understand you're a big fan of keeping journals to, you know, capture and inspire ideas for your quirky and appealing characters. What would one of the entries look like?
Basically, I'd have a journal in my bag all the time. They're pretty small because I just want to have something that I can whip out whenever I need to. A couple of weeks ago, I was travelling out, west to go and meet with some kids to do a writing workshop. And you know, on that particular day, I guess I was driving in unfamiliar kind of terrain. So, I was quick to write down all those tiny little glimpses of things that I saw along the way. I guess it helps you to store up, I guess, what the world looks like, which then sometimes helps, fill out the texture of a story. But I think just always having a journal and looking and seeing and tasting the world is really important, because I guess every now and again you'll come across a really kind of resonant moment which has a lot of promise as a story. So I guess that's really basically why I do keep a journal, because it helps you to just tune into the world, tune into the moments that might have potential as a story, and helps you to tune into the world to give you enough texture to make that story come alive.
That's brilliant. So you use it to take all of it in.
Yeah,
basically,
that's right.
You're making a painting, but with words to help.
Exactly right, yeah. And I think, I know there are a lot of writers that use journals. I think Margaret Wilde, a very famous Australian children's writer, keeps notes on the things that she sees. She might not return to those notes. Once she notes it down, it seems to stay, enough in her memory to help her in the writing of stories. For me, I do go back and I look across my journals over many years, sometimes because I'll have a draft in a story that I've started, 4 years ago, and I track its history when I'm maybe coming into the completion of the actual story.
Well, there you go, because, of course, even if you don't use it, you still got it to fall back on, You've got that, like you said, 4 years ago, and you're using it again now. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I think basically, stories can, sometimes people are surprised by, picture books in particular, that they can take that length of time. But, I'd say that most picture books, even though they are so short, sometimes have a very long gestation period.
Yeah. So what drew you to typically write for children 8 to 12 years old?
It's interesting. When I finished high school, I actually did go and study a communications degree where I did major in media theory and writing. By the end of that degree, I think it was just at that time, it wasn't really probably an established thing that as a writer you might want to write for children. And certainly when I was doing that degree, I actually was writing a lot of stories that were probably suited for children. And because I didn't feel that there was, just that acceptance of that kind of, writing, I became quite despondent at the end of the degree and thought perhaps I had it all wrong and I needed to be an actor. I went off and I trained to become an actor. And while I was doing that training, I was teaching a drama, and I was teaching a group out west of Sydney, and they wanted to be in a play, and there was 14 of them, and there just wasn't anything around that basically suited what they needed. And so I ended up writing a play, and it was then that kind of like the penny dropped. It felt almost quite miraculous, like, oh, I see, I do want to write, but actually the audience that I want to write for is children. And I guess, you know, possibly I was drawn to writing for children because reading was so magic for me as a child. And I understand, and like I understood the way that books can make a permanent imprint on you when you're that young and you're reading and discovering the world for the first time. And so there is something still very magic about, continuing to write for that audience.
So essentially you saw a gap in the market and you thought, you know, there needs to be something here.
I don't know if it's even a gap in the market. It's just, I guess that
sense. I suppose that was a poor choice of words. I mean, you saw something that you felt you could creatively, put something into. And it's paid off, hasn't it?
Well, and also too, I think, the delight of those kids when I wrote that play, I think that was the thing that was so contagious.
That's what sparked you.
Yeah, definitely. Like that they came away overjoyed. And I mean, that the thing I wrote was not particularly good, but that they were pretty just overjoyed that someone would write them something. I think that's something that you can never underestimate.
That's brilliant. So, of course you were talking about that there weren't many children's books and there wasn't really a place for that. So what were some of your favourite authors growing up and how do you think they inspired you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there were plenty of children's writers, just in more traditional kind of writing degrees back then. So now it's completely different. If you study writing today, there'll be courses on writing for children. But back when I was studying, because it was in the late 80s, that just hadn't really really begun. But, I mean, I do have some great favourites. In terms of pitch books, I just love Margaret Wilde and I love Bob Graham. They inspire me, tremendously. I really love Karen Foxley. I think she does brilliant work. She's a fantastic Australian writer, and her latest book, Lenny's Book of Everything, is just sublime. I'm very fond of a New Zealand writer called Kate De Goldie. She wrote one of my favourite books ever, The 10 PM Question. I really believe it's important to read widely as a writer. And because I think probably most of my learning about writing itself has been at the feet of reading other people's work.
Brilliant. So your books have garnered many awards, such as Speech Pathology of the Year back in 2015. Which book's your personal favourite, though?
Oh, it's such a hard question, this one. Kids always want to, nail me down on this one. because they obviously probably have their favourites as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels a little bit like, having to choose which son of mine I love the most.
Yeah, which one's the favourite?
They're all meaningful to you because they come out of a particular time in your life. But I would say probably one that is a particular favourite is my novel for middle grade readers, The Grand Genius Summer of Henry Hubler. And I guess I really love that one because I wrote it with my youngest son in mind, and it kind of explores the world of camping, which is the setting of the camping kind of life, which is something that we did as a family for more than 10 years. So all of the things that I guess I soaked up, during that time make their way into that book. And it's a book about a boy learning how to discover the right sort of courage. And it was just a magic book to write. It was, all set in summer. It was, one of those books when you were writing it that you just felt happy to turn up every day to discover what else was going to happen to the characters.
That's a great passion you've got. So what do you enjoy most about writers' festivals?
What do I enjoy most about writers' festivals? I think, meeting kids. One of my favourite things is, when you hear kids sort of almost have a shout of recognition about seeing themselves in something that maybe I've written. I really love it when kids come up to me after a session and they say to me things like, I'm going to go and get a journal. I'm going to get my mum to get one this afternoon because I know that in some senses hearing my stories has probably made them want to go out and, tune into their own stories and to start that whole writing journey for themselves. That's probably one of my favourite things, knowing that kids go away valuing their own stories and sort of learning how to be on the lookout for the resonant moment themselves.
That's brilliant. Like that inspiration that you give to children, pay that forward, I guess.
And also, I mean, you know, as a writer for young people, you know, you get to meet your audience on a regular basis. So you get to one of my other favorite moments is sometimes when I read a picture book, and there'll be a moment where you can actually really sense the collective empathy of the room for a character.
Yeah.
And there's a particular stillness that comes across a whole audience, and you always know that's when they're collectively feeling for the character, and that's a really magic moment as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. So for the listeners out there, the Story Arts Festival and the Children's Literature is being held next week across a number of venues in Ipswich. You can find out more by searching for the Story Arts Festival Ipswich. I guess just Google that, I guess. That'd be a great way to get all the information on that. And keep listening to the station to hear more about the authors and illustrators who are in town for the Story Arts. Thank you so much for coming on. Been a real inspiration to listen. You've got a feeling very warm right now, very, very inspired from your words.
Oh, fantastic, Connor. Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Oh, thanks.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.